draw the fumble. Mm. And it shouldn't be any more potent than a skill penalty. I mean, at the worst, loss of one action of your three. I mean, but doing damage to yourself, that's not only missing, that's giving a bonus action to your enemy, which is a hit.
Auto hit.
You're right, an auto hit. Or in Jay's instance, that's a -4 to every attack you make from now
on.
Until you fix the bow. Not just the end of this encounter or the dungeon, but until you fix it. That's heinous.
And because of the way that fixing weapons work, if I don't fix it properly the first time, it gets even more damaged and I lose more party resources, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you just throw that bow away. It's not worth it. You just get it.
When I was saying you should use a crossbow, I wasn't being like facetious. Like, I was saying
like the crossbow with no bolts.
Yes. Yeah. The boltless crossbow.
Slam an arrow in there, take the -2.
So like the relic that they give a second level character, yes, there's no ammo. It's not even really decent balance, but hey, you know, it is what it is. Hello and welcome. To
start recording, Jeff.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, I'll pause.
I started right at your bitching.
Good.
The lead in is Frank going, we're not going to stand for this, the bow. So did you guys just tell the story about how in Age of Ashes, you know, we were, somebody almost snapped a bowstring and we're like, well, we won't have that. We can't. Jay set the precedence for none of that. So
snapping a bowstring, watch as I hit myself in the face with an axe twice.
Stop that, me.
I like a challenge.
So, is this what they mean by ego versus super ego? Freud.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Maybe. So, as we pull up the proper backgrounds, let's talk about who's in the house tonight. Returning from not being in... Well, actually, we did a triple header in one night. 3 sessions. So, Ains missed like 5 rooms, but he was so useful. You guys kept bringing him and Zambari forward and then sending them back, and you were incredibly useful in your absence.
I'm glad to hear it.
Aiden Williams is in the house, returning his role as Fafal. Now, someone asked me how you could coexist in 2 different campaigns. So I said, well, in 4715, Mummy's Mask occurs. In 4717, this game occurs. They said, yeah, but what about him leveling? He's first level in both games. I said, well, if you pay attention about how Fafal suddenly emerged in episode, I think it's episode 10 or 11, Mommy's Mask, how you pop up out of the sands, that you're cursed. And do you guys remember how it was on the coast of Kadira, which is adjacent across the inner sea, the way he was headed from Osirian, how he was stuck on a ship and came wiggling out? There are 2 stories that are coming together, and the bridge is at the peak. Is this little guy here, his name is Fafal, and maybe he'll fall through the crack, we'll see. You'll figure it out. Death is the key, the beginning, and Aiden has the excuse to play the same character twice in 2 different campaigns, but all will become clear if you listen closely to some of the subplots we got going on for this character. But in the meantime, he's here, he's up and about, he's a second level, because he won't tell anybody what he does for a living. Leading our merry band, Frank Hamilton returns as Lord Samish Gildervarth.
Hey everybody, how are you doing?
His trusty sidekick, the Iron Fist, the long tradition of military might, Donald Dagen, Sir Donald Dagen, the half-orc. Ryan Messina's in the house tonight.
Hello.
Rounding out the sidekicks, Barkley. Oh yeah, and that heavy halfling he carries around, so I guess Matt Wade is in the house tonight.
Hello, everybody!
And on the flip side of our nobility, adopted into the Vidmark family, which is being run by the Stavian family, which, not to be confused with Jon Snow or the Stark family, unless their sister's cousins dated their brother. Anyway, away from all that shenanigans, from the other side of the world, Jay Tamlin's in the house playing our fly samurai. We like to call him Leon.
I don't know if it's a language problem, but I have no idea where you're going with that discussion there, Jeff.
Could be. So, when last we left our heroes, dun-da-da-dun, I always feel like there's margarine just popping on my head whenever I pull up that crown. When last we left our heroes, I believe that some epic diplomacy made by said samurai was in the midst of wooing Zambari to not only, you know, agreeing how valuable you are to getting him out of here, but he might actually come down to 50%. On the charges that he claims his god needs to charge everybody at the impending bill. Back into a library archive where you guys were attacked by a scroll. Like a scroll flew around the room, zipped, tied up Zumbari, did nasty paper cuts and everything. We sent Fafal back to check on the nobles. And then we have Leon and Zumbari sort of like walk our way back there, check on the nobles, and we could tag Zumbari in to look after them. And Fafal, do you want to stay with the nobles, or would you actually like to, you know, a little bit more frontline? Because they keep calling you. Like, they literally call you every room. They clear a room, they're like, Fafal, get up here. And you're like, yeah, what do you want? Oh, detect this, do this. Okay, fine. You disappear, you know. You come back up. They could have looted all the good stuff before they actually call you to cast magic. I don't know. Not sure. What do you want to do there, Fafal?
I am not a big fan of missing out on discovery. It truly is a wonderful thing. So I would like to join the party once again. These nobles are wonderful, but they are not my kin. They're not my people. They're too uppity.
Struck out with Lady Godiva, did you? Trying to ingratiate himself to the... So, if you'll have him, gentlemen, lords and sirs, Fafal would like back in the game.
Well, his skills and talents are always welcome. Come on up.
All right. Dropping him in your midst, Leon returns, and we shall have Juan return to the fold. So, a party of four becoming a party of five with some handy dandy. Don't want to risk them. I think after Zumbari almost lost his life in this room, he's like, you know, Zumbari will wait with the rest, you know, giving Leon the finger guns like their new chums, you know, 50%, eh? You and the party. He's such a charming fellow, you know. The samurai who barely says anything gets this guy alone, and now all of a sudden he just loves him. He's so charming, you know. What? So guys, we're back. You're pressing on, or you want to press on. Like, what do you want to do? What is the plan here? How are you guys for wounds? How are we for...
Well, I think we tried to stop and rest for a moment, and then the scroll tried to murder us all.
Yes.
Mostly the chi priest.
Yes.
I mean, but I've still got 9 points, 9 wound.
We've got...
How's everybody else doing?
Let's check our board here. Yeah, we got guys.
I am across the board. Apparently very good after you guys fed me all those potions.
I've got 2 subdual.
All right.
So I'm doing okay.
I'm full elf.
So what I'm hearing is Fafal on point.
got some subdual damage as well.
Yeah, both of you guys have 2, and Barkley's got like 2 wounds, so not bad, not bad. Samus yourself is technically wounded, not doing great. And is there anything you guys want to do about that?
I think I'll survive for now. Fafal, can you give that door a listen and just to make sure that we're safe here?
But of course, I'll start slowly moving towards the other door. Slipping past the other rest of the guys.
Okay. There could have been a bit of a, you know, I kept the battle music up just in case you guys like wanted to make more demands of Mr. 50%, or if, you know, Fafal's not allowed to join and he had to like kick him out. Could have got hostile, but no, we welcome him back with open arms. So fine. So can I have a perception check from our bard? Rogue. No. Slayer. No. Infidel. Fine. We'll figure it out sooner or later.
14 from the Fafal.
From the Fafal. You almost sound like Randy Savage. The Fafal will bring you perception and pain. The Fafal enters the room quietly. No?
What do I hear, brother?
Yeah. I think it could work for you, you know. It's one of his many disguises, right? The Fafal.
Oh, somebody's got to make a pro wrestling character at some
point.
Oh,
I think we should all do it at the same time.
You've got to look over there.
Over the party of monks.
No, guys, no, not monks. Idea. All grappler fighters.
Oh, and watch the DM cry.
Didn't we do something like there was like a wrestler party or a wrestler character at one point? Then I made a reply wrestling character. We never got to actually battle with the two of them, but
well, that was that fifth level one-off we were trying. We were doing all our crazy guys.
I had it was the pixie.
And I was the Loxo.
Yep.
I think that came out from, you guys ever see the original Avatar cartoon? They were making fun of the Rock, and Toph, the blind rockbender or earthbender, is fighting that one wrestler, and he's called the Boulder, and the Boulder, you know, sees you're this, and the Boulder does that. Boulder is happy.
The Boulder is confused.
Yeah, the Boulder is happy to be here. Boulder is just trying to get this map up. The Boulder hears way too much clicking in the background. Stop that. Okay, so, guys, This is a large room. Towering rows of bookshelves fill the center of this chamber, separated only by a low shelf and countertop running the room's length in its center. A door exits to the south over on the left side, and two doors exit to the north.
More reading.
Yay.
No. Our weakness.
Yeah, really.
All right. I'll step into the room and give it another look, Steve.
Okay. Hold on. Roll for initiative, boys.
Nope.
Papal, you need to be a bit bigger with your steps.
Yeah, you need to take much bigger steps.
Yes. Let me take much bigger steps and possibly 16. Stand on a trap.
Yeah. That's why we need you to take bigger steps.
12.
Yep. 12.
Lord Sandwich got a 3.
20, not natural. Yeah. My 19 rolled plus of my mighty 1.
Your mighty 1?
Mighty 1. It is the first number. The mightiest.
The mightiest of mighty. You sound a bit quiet there, Ryan.
Ah! Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. I can resolve any quiet issues. You just need to let me know it's an issue.
As if the books themselves don't want you here, as you guys file into the room. Okay. Books leap off of the shelves, open up like mouths, have nasty teeth and little page bookends for feet, and come scrabbling across the floor at you. Kind of like that book that's under Harry Potter's bed, you know, the monster book type of thing. Nasty looking creatures. Barkley.
Oh, just power.
Barkley.
Waits for Sir Winston, right?
Sure does.
Yep. But if only Barkley could go by himself, because, you know, Winston was no more. Perhaps that day will come. Bartholomew.
Hey.
With a 20? I thought you said you got a 1. They said you rolled a 1.
I rolled a 1.
No, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You were just killed with Barth. Okay. No. Monsieur Sir Donald Dagon, you are up. What do you do?
I charge. But first, because I'm a cavalier, I have a team feat, and I share that with all of my allies.
Which is what?
It is horde charge.
Okay. Please explain.
Gladly. Because I'm sure all my allies will want to know about this. When you charge with an ally, you are more deadly. When charging during the same round as an ally with this feat, you gain a +2 on attack and damage rolls, in addition to the normal bonuses for charging. If you can make multiple attacks, it only counts for the first attack. Okay. So, kind of sound the horn, we all get a +, and charge away.
Okay.
Up +2.
To hit or to dams?
To both.
Nice.
All right.
I took it for you guys. I did this for you.
You're like, does anybody have team feats? Like, that was the shtick. Let's all play cavaliers.
I do have a team feat, but it's so not useful, really. It's telekinetic bond, so we can speak to each other via thought.
That is so useful.
It's
more useful if we could do it, like, regularly.
Yeah, it's once a day.
Have you ever done that? Are we just going to hear your tummy grumbling in our minds? Because that could be
weird.
We
need food.
Winston needs food badly.
I'm so hungry.
All right. So, you could share this feat as a swift action, or does this cost you action economy?
Double check me on that, guys. I got to pop up. How does a cavalier team beat? It's been so long. We fought a scorpion last time.
Companions within 30 feet. Yeah. Get it. I can't remember if it's a move action or
the
not.
The action
though.
Cost? Yeah. Neither can I.
I think there is an action cost, but I don't know if it's swift or move or what.
I don't remember either, so I'm popping up my character sheet to find out.
Mm. A little warm on the mic there, Jay. Needs to back off a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Well, how about your attack, as it were?
Oh, certainly.
I mean, you guys were just fighting, sure. So you're still walking around with your weapons out. I'll give you that.
Yep. I will use... Oh, yeah, the halberd that I have with
handles. You were chopping away with the hand axe, was the weapon you used last game.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or did you throw it at it?
I got the halberd, and then I moved to the hand axe, because it's superior.
Mm.
This is where we should probably pause. Looking at the thing, using tactician is a standard action.
It's a standard action?
Yeah, because you're rallying, giving bonuses, right?
Oh, okay, so I will not be able to do that then.
You can
use
bonus still
for
move
three
up,
rounds, or? Plus one per two levels.
So that's 4 routes total.
Yeah, because he's second level. Yeah.
So that's still pretty badass. If you still have some action economy, you have a challenge you can issue, unless you did that last time.
I have not used my challenge as of yet.
He challenges, the half-orc challenges books and reading in general.
Yeah.
Knowledge!
Well, you've moved up, right?
Yeah, as a standard action, you're, 100%. So it's a standard action to share it.
Yep.
So did you want on all of our charges, we got plus two attack and plus two damage.
Okay.
So I reserve my move action to...
To charge, because it would... Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I want
to make a charge. That's circumstantial, so you want to back off to where you were? Sorry, where were you?
Yes, please. Go by the doors.
Okay. Okay, so, but being unable to charge, you're prepping yourself. Now you still have a move action or swift action.
I say, to the battle!
And is that your challenge?
No.
Okay.
It's a book.
Okay.
I have my allies and comrades with me.
Okay. Crawling up onto the center counter, this thing just crabs sideways and just climbs quite easily as if it's natural movement up onto the counter. 5 feet up, 5 feet over. Well, that's 10. And then 5, 10 is 20 is a single move. 5, 10, 15, 20. Because I can climb. No, I think I'll end it there. That's fine. This thing, the one in the far, goes first, far back of the room. So picture a room that's pretty much mirrored. Two doors to come in its center, and splitting right between the doors is this long counter. There's a 10-foot sort of gap either side of this counter, and then turned sideways are rows upon rows upon rows of bookshelves that go 10 feet, and then there's that 5-foot curb to the wall. The whole room goes back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 feet, and sporadically, two near the front, two near the back of these book things. You guys all came in, kind of two aside, and who's still outside the door?
That would be me.
That would be Winston.
Yeah.
The one in the far back left scrambles upon the center counter and comes running along towards you guys, but does a double move. It's a casual run.
Do they have feet, or do they do like a book wobble for the run?
No, they actually have like bookends and kind of like little feet that scramble incredibly fast. Now, Varth, once again, you're straddling a square. Where are you? Are you up or are you back? After color between the lines, Frank. Where are you, buddy?
I was looking up a rule.
That's fine.
I was right there.
Okay, so you're back there. Okay. This creature moves forward 5 feet, and it has, within inside itself, a long bookmarkish ribbon that whips up high in the air and lashes out 10 feet towards you and attempts to grab you.
Ooh.
With its ribbon. With a 6.
Miss.
And a miss. And I'm done. Another strange book-like creature, this time also on the left, but near the front, crawls up a bookshelf in front of it. And I'll have it in this square. Like, it moved forward, but now it's like 5 feet up. You know, it's up higher. It's clinging to the side of the shelf. You see what I'm saying? And lashes out towards our loud cavalier with its ribbon, since you made a whole bunch of noise. I don't like you and your noise. 16, 19, does a grab on Bartholomew. Yes, right, we have to get into grapple rules, but I'm sure Aiden is very familiar. How long have you been playing beside Connor Besh in the Clinton Scoring Classics, Rise of Rune Lords podcast?
He's been dead for a while, my dude. I don't remember grapple that well. Give me a sec. All right, grapple rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just want me to read off the full?
Oh, no, just get you into the fold here.
Nope.
So that's a couple of us gone. Winston, you and Barkley. And Leon, you're on deck.
Can you charge through friendly?
I think so, because it says you can pass and move through friendlies for free. So
I believe there's a feat that allows you to charge through friendlies.
Okay, so if there's a feat that like takes off a penalty, I guess it's no. Yeah, because, sorry, charge is always clear bat path. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no.
Well, boo. Yeah, all right. Well, then I will advance to here,
mm-hmm,
and attack the one that's 5 feet up on the shelf beside me. So there's movement. And with my swift, I'll also encourage Barkley to attack.
Okay. Barkley cannot. Not while you're mounted. I can't get up.
Because
he's up.
Okay. Longsword. Sweet dice of destiny. Be kind. With an 11. And for some reason, it didn't target. But I'm guessing that's probably a miss.
Yes, I believe. Let me just double check. Yep. So the way I'm seeing this is, even though you've moved your mini adjacent, right? It is 5 feet away. Barkley can attack. But now it's 10 feet because it's 5 feet off the, you know what I mean? And Barkley isn't Barkley isn't a dude that stands 6 feet tall. The two of you together, I'll give it to you, you know. But yeah. All right.
Yep, no, that's fine. Yep. Makes sense to me.
Leon, you are up. Befall, you're on deck.
Yes, well. Something tells me this would be rather annoying to hit with my arrows, so I'm going to move forward, drawing my wakizashi as I go, and take a swing at the book that is climbing on the wall, or climbing the bookcase.
Okay. And?
And that is an 11.
Okay. No.
Ah.
You want to target it, Ella, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, I got it. Okay. Anything else, sir?
Nope, that's it for now.
Okay. Fafal.
All right.
What do you want to do?
Well,
you're being attacked by knowledge.
Yeah, I'm aware. So as a move action, I'm going to start studying these things, whatever they are. And as a standard, I'm going to start telling a tale of the great Lord Gildebarth. So bardic performance and study target. So everyone gets a plus one to attack and damage and save throws. And then I would also like to make a knowledge check on these things.
You know, despite those lonely campfire nights when you first met, these guys were involved in every tale of Gildevarth. So are you spinning a tale with him the lead in something they know? Or are we going to pretend what happens on Road Vegas no longer stays on Road Vegas?
No, I'm just recounting the tales that we've done.
Oh, okay.
Just amplifying them, making them into an epic, if you would.
Yeah.
So.
Always
wait. I love this part. In Gildevarth save the day. In Gildevarth save the day.
That's funny.
What kind of knowledge check do you want for these?
I believe... Planes.
Planes.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Meanwhile, there's Barkley as you're singing there, and he's like, I totally don't remember that happening like that. So, no freebies, and with the inspiration, we all get a plus to what? Because I'm assuming you're inspiring courage?
Yes, inspire courage. Get a plus one morale bonus on saving throws against charm and fear effects, and a plus one competence bonus on attack and weapon damage.
Okay, now, your tactical bonus of plus two, is that a morale bonus? Is it listed as a morale bonus, Ryan? Because it won't stack if it is, though the extra effects of Fafal's fear and stuff will help. But you know what I'm saying? Like, a plus two morale and a plus one morale don't stack. It would have to be...
It's a flat bonus.
It's untyped.
Oh, yep. No, if it's untyped, nice. That stacks with just about everything, so you're good.
Yep.
Sweet. Okay. So you guys are up to plus three hit and damage. Now... The bardic ability, Inspire Courage, you guys can stand there, plus one hit and damage all day. The other one, you have to be charging, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the trigger.
But it'll go to plus three, so that's pretty cool. Winding us up. So if Fafal's done, we're going to the next strange creature. And he 5, 10, 15, 20. 5, 10, 15 up here onto the table and lashes out towards Winston with his viney strange ribbon. Oh my god, I'm on the squad. Grabs Winston around the upper shoulder with a ribbon. Ah. So let's talk about Lord Samish.
Grabbed.
Not yet. Grabbed. Let's talk about Lord Samish. Whoops.
Charge.
Okay. So I can't charge because charge is the first target, so they're too close. But I can take a 5-foot step.
Can you do a partial charge with like a 10-foot?
No, partial charge doesn't exist in Pathfinder.
Could you do a 5-foot step away?
You could take a 5-foot step back and then charge.
Nope, because you can't combine a charge with any other movement.
All right, yes.
Yeah. So I can 5-foot step to there, though, and then I can attack.
You can take move actions with 5-foot steps. You can't take movement with 5-foot steps.
You can take movement with 5-foot steps. You can move 5 feet.
No, I mean on top of it. I'm talking about reversing. I take a 5-foot step. Okay, now I take my movement. And it's like, and I get.
Oh yeah,
it's like no, move actions. I pull a sword. I do this. All these move actions. Yep. 5-foot step. But stepping is movement, and if you know, because otherwise everyone could like.
Exactly.
I take a double move and a 5-foot step at the end of it. Right. No.
I rear up for my charge.
Yeah. Sorry, so far.
Nope. So a swing and a miss.
All right. Round two. Donald Dagan. With a sir on the beginning of that. Sorry, no disrespect. Sir Donald Dagan.
Mm. It's okay. I'm used to it.
Rallying the troops. They all spill forward, and you do what?
He's grabbed.
Yep.
What does grab do? What does grab do?
It makes me excited. That's what it does.
Licked by a book.
You are considered grabbed.
The ultimate in interactive erotic novels.
Mm. I believe.
But wait. Let me put my thumb on this.
You could make
page.
A grapple check to break the grab.
A grapple check.
Or an
check.
Escape artist check.
Yeah.
Oh, my options. So escape artist. So I get a plus one, or what was the escape artist, or CMB?
Yeah.
I'll take the CMB.
Okay.
19 total.
Yes. You managed to shake off its ribbon for now.
Which action did that take for me?
Standard.
Oh, that one sucks.
30.
Okay.
Combat.
Yeah, I'm going to take I sell my moves. All right. I'm going to take my moves action. Put me here. Now.
Where's here? Please describe.
I took a step to the west.
Okay.
Yeah, west. I took a 5-foot step to the west. Now, just to make sure, for clarity, would I be able to charge in any direction from here, or no?
No.
Well, that buggers. Okay. So if I took a move action then, and went to here, could I charge?
Nope. Too close.
Well, that still bites.
Because you have a big table right here.
Okay, what about right here? Charging to the center table?
Yes. Maybe?
I think to the center
table. He's trying to set up a charge for like next round.
I'm aware, but I think it's more of I'm in the way.
You got to thread the needle between Varth and straight line to get to your target.
Mm. Although by next turn, I can just 5-foot step. Like, I can just move out of the way.
Talk for free, so.
Yeah, but.
Yep. If you can get one of those guys to move, I'll give it to you. Or at least Fafal, who's like shoulder to shoulder with you.
Well, I got a move action and a free action, so.
So you've moved to there. Because you standard got rid of the grab, now you've moved straight across through a friendly. Yeah. Yep. And free action, unless you want to do what?
Knowledge is power.
Okay. Knowledge planes?
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. Let's go with that. Untrained? We're cool?
No.
Okay.
This is specifically an extraplanar being that you'd have to know. Yeah. They talk about these in the bars and the libraries. No, I'm sorry.
Okay,
it's a mean book.
Okay. Yeah. How many other books are actually still in their shelf?
Like lots.
All of them.
Yeah.
Lots. There's like a lot of books here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I got nothing useful this round outside not getting, bound by a book.
Yep. Good job.
That's me.
Okay.
Boot. Next.
5, 10, provoking from Winston.
Ha ha, I'm grabbed. Does that affect anything?
Yeah, actually. Not sure if you can make attack opportunities.
You can take attacks of opportunities, but they're at a -2. Grappled creature takes a -2 penalty on all attack rolls and combat maneuver checks, except those made to grapple or escape a grapple.
Oh, there you go. So if you want
Did he actually like fully grappled yet, or just grabbed?
I'm just grabbed.
You have to make 2 checks.
Yeah, I'm just grabbed. I'm not grappled.
Oh, there's no grabbed condition, so...
Boom. I'm free.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. I can make a touch grab, right? And I have improved grapple.
Okay.
So my ribbon can do a touch grab attack, right? If there's no grab condition, does that automatically just make it a grapple because I have improved grapple? I know I can do this without provoking because I have improved grapple, but... See, I know this...
Yeah, that's all that improved grapple gets you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I know grabbing...
Okay, so attacker initiates grapple as a standard action. Does the attacker have improved grapple? Yes. Attacks roll versus combat maneuver. Success. Is a defender adjacent to attacker? Yes. Grapple succeeds. Both parties gain grappled condition.
Yeah. So what I think it is you know how they have...
So the grab attack is the attack. If it succeeds, you're grappled.
Right. Because what I think it is, there's creatures that can do damage with a bite, and then they get a free grab attempt, just like you get a free trip attempt. Right? This ribbon has no attack. It's just a touch to do a grab and try and grapple you. So with my successful grab attack that has hit 2 people, you can consider yourself grapple and those -2s. That doesn't mean you can't take your attack of opportunity. He's just saying -2.
A grappled creature can't take attacks of opportunity.
Oh, so what's the grabbed? But there was no grab condition.
Basically just like is a way to start making attacks of opportunity. If you don't have improved grapple, for example, then you make another another attempt and go through there.
Oh, in there.
Okay.
So no attack.
Right. So it moves up, and this thing is going to try to use its wily ribbon on Fafal, and with a 19-22, lashes out and grabs you, sir. Meanwhile, back down here on the floor, trying to attack Varth. Did I grab you, Varth?
You did not.
I missed you. Okay.
Yeah.
So this thing is going to try to grab you with its ribbon.
Okay.
7 touch attack hit. Because your touch AC is 10?
Yep.
Okay. So it's got a hold of you. And now the one that's halfway up the bookcase that has a hold of Winston?
Yep.
Right? While you are grappled, okay, it just pulls itself in. This is a tiny creature that has a attack of, like, its actual bite has attack of 0. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the doll, you know what I mean? Like it has to reel itself. So it reels itself towards you to do its bite attack.
Okay.
Sorry, that was against Bartholomew.
Please don't.
Sorry. 16.
Hits.
Okay.
Just target it on me when you do the damage.
Yeah. I'm just switching something over there. And this thing does a little bite. Just little nibbles. Like it actually has like negatives. 1 point is this thing bites you. Grr. Arg. Nom nom.
Non-lethal damage. That's funny.
Nom 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 nom. Nom 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 nom.
Cool. Well, it's on me. So Barkley can attack it.
yeah. I suppose. So anyway, whilst it is biting you.
Yep.
Okay. It has grabbed you with its ribbon.
Yep.
Okay. It starts forcing information directly into your mind, overwhelming you with facts and recipes of terrible foods that you can't, that you find disgusting.
Vegan meals. No!
Can I have a willpower save, please?
Oh boy. 4!
Now, I've already attacked and bit you. Using a supernatural ability, I believe, is a standard action.
It would be listed there.
Well, it's listed as a supernatural ability, but it's not listed if it is a supernatural. I know extraordinary abilities, like the ribbon, you know, that takes, you know, I'm not sure if this is a freebie. It's not at will. So I think this is something that I have to stagger, like get going. Okay. So I'm going to hold, we'll hold on to this for next round. Like, cause it bit you, and next round it starts flooding your mind and I won't start the, you know, what's going to happen. Starts force feeding you bad recipes. Winston. Ah. Unless you can...
Boiled poop! Yeah, I'm going to CMB attempt to break the grapple.
Okay.
With a 16?
Yes.
Ha-ha! Does that mean, like, I throw it down?
No, it means you get yourself untangled from the ribbon.
Okay. And it's still, like...
Oh, just because it reels itself into you, right? It might have, like, bit you and then kind of dropped to the floor, but it's, you know, it's still... counted as sort of like in its little square here.
Okay,
you know
what I mean? Well, that's my standard.
Anyway, now I'm no longer grappled. Don't worry about that. We'll save because as the recipes... No! Not black pudding, you know.
Sweet.
Yep.
Saved.
You feel...
By the successful escape, as my swift action, I will encourage Barkley to bite the freaking evil book.
Not evil.
Evil.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Dark Paladin. Yeah.
18, which is a hit.
Yes, sir.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I will move. This is going to incur, I'm sure, but 10, 15, 25. So I'm going to move 25 feet past everything.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
The creature doesn't respond. I think there's one that does not have a hold of something. I think it's the one in the back here. Because number 2's got a hold of
Yeah, I think number 3 is free.
Right, so it lashes out at you with its ribbon, because I have a 10-foot reach as you go racing by.
Yep.
Lashing at you with ribbons of happiness.
Happiness.
The happy ribbon. With a 2. You're too fast. So,
I'm going to get this charge in for you, buddy. It's coming. Making use of that buff.
It's out there. You use it, you don't use it. That's it.
Okay, and now we have Leon, correct?
Yes.
Okay, he shakes this thing off of him. It hits the floor and goes limp.
Cool. Good enough for me.
But it's still noticing... it's still kind of, you know what I mean? Like animated, the ribbon is like, yeah.
Noticing kind of like what it's been doing so far, I'm going to drop my wakizashi and draw a dagger.
Okay. So that you're incurring a light weapon in case you get grappled?
Yeah. And then I'm going to, okay. I mean...
Question.
And then I'm... Yes.
Would a samurai drop his wakizashi? Would he not sheath it? A samurai has so many bonuses and so many things. I know it's a flavor thing, and I know it's a dick move to make you spend a move action, but just to treat your sword, which is everything to you, like...
No, my bow means everything to me. I'm a...
That's true, and you already drop-kicked that across the room when I broke it on you.
I'm a yabusame.
Okay.
Samurai, which means I focus in more on my longbow than my swords.
Okay.
Which is also why I don't have a katana. I only have a wakizashi.
That's fine. You were raised far from your country. There's no disapproving samurai standing over you every time you just drop your sword. Just a flavor thought. Anyway, continue.
Drawing my dagger, I'm going to move 5 foot step over.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I will then attack the book that is on the shelf.
Yep, the one that has a hold of a fall.
Yes.
Okay, yep, you're set up, ready to go.
And that is a 19.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. For 4 points of damage.
Okay. You stabby with your steely knife, and you're not sure, but you might have killed the beast. Where's Gribshit 1? Have you targeted it, but it didn't seem to damage it.
And the GM gets a hero point for that Epic Eagles reference.
Yep.
Thank you.
I was just thinking that. I heard the rift.
Thank you. Anything else, Leon?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Faval. Vajish.
Oh, sorry, that was actually 5 points of damage.
Well, then I retract my Eagles reference, because you might have killed it. It goes, bleh, and the library card spills out of the edge of it.
Not the library card.
The life's blood. It shits out the library card at the end. Bleh. Where are we? Faval. First kill goes to Leon. Guys, try to catch up.
Awesome. So I am not grappled, correct?
You are.
No, because
so the ribbon, I'll be nice and say, you know, it's a living creature that has to maintain, you know what I mean? So it just kind of falls limp and you don't have to, like, untangle yourself.
Perfect. All right, so with rapier in hand and Bartholomew by my side, I'm going to move away from him. So I'm going to move east along to the other side of the bookshelf on the other side of Leon and move forward and then stab the book that is in front of both of us.
Okay. Now, although you no longer have the grappled condition, I am going to say that the ribbon is attached and he runs and just like, just married cans dragging along behind him, the book goes whipping off and just kind of as he's running around the room. So, Fafal. Sorry.
Looks like a 16 hits.
Yes, sir.
And 5 points of damage.
And 5 points of damage. Oh! Okay. Now, this one here was kind of lying limp on the floor, so you actually had a +4 to hit prone. It's considered helpless. It takes a full round action to finish it off, but because you had to move, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm saying is if you want to burn half your round to complete that full, then whether it's wounded or dying or still bleeding out, you can, you know, finish it off.
No, I've just stabbed it.
Okay, just happy with the... Righto. Because I forgot these things are actually alive. I don't just remove them like constructs. They're there bleeding out library cards, name by name. The next one. Tried to have a go at Winston. Goes chasing after him. 5, 10, 15. And lashes out. Get back here. Whoosh. With a 1. And a 4. And a miss. Lord Samish.
Alright, so I am grappled, so I can only attack with a light weapon at my... So I'm going to try to kill this thing and miss. I'm done. I can't move, can't do anything.
Okay. Round 3. Bartholomew. So Donald Egan.
Ah! Ah! Question.
Yes. I know what you're going to do. You're going to like take a step and go running all the way along the bookshelf, getting all the way down there to his as a charge.
No, that would go through. Wouldn't be able to go right beside him and charge.
Sorry, what do you want to do?
I wish to move here.
Okay.
Charge and attack Buddy Boy here.
Oh, Varus.
Sorry, not. Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're charging past it, but
into it.
But you're not, because like I said, your angle is cutting away to get around Varth, and then you're kind of like turning back to get at it. The momentum of the charge.
Yay, nay?
No, straight line, and you're actually doing okay. A bounce.
So I move there, then just attack him then.
Now, if you want to ignore him and do the straight line like this, where you take a 5-foot step and you come like running down here, that kind of thing.
But when I incur several attacks of opportunity?
Against a tiny creature that has reach of 0? No. Oh, you gotta cross through Var Square to get the
straight. I gotta smash into it head on. I got
yeah.
you.
No.
All right, cool. Yeah.
You can't. You gotta go through Var Square right there to keep the line straight. So never mind. No chargey for you.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. So if I'll do that, is that my one charge opportunity?
No. Like I was saying, never mind, because to draw a straight line from where you are, you're technically going like this, going right through his square to keep the line straight. You know what I mean? Like, even though the movement is staggered 5 feet over and straight and straight down, right? The semantics of it is the straight lines. So,
yeah.
No. Sorry, he's in the way.
So is there a charge available?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. But, then I would just go up and give my buddy Varth a hand.
Right. Now you can move up, you can attack Varth, and next round just go running off and charge the other one, sure.
All right.
Okay.
That is cool. So, do that.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Target.
I got
target.
It. I got it.
No. Oh, okay. I was the one to do it. You took it away from me.
Trying to save time.
All right.
So many things slow us.
And attack. 9 and a miss, and that's it.
Sorry. The one that has a hold of Varth, as a supernatural effect, starts flooding Varth with crazy knowledge and rituals of really unpleasant cultic religions, filling your brain with things like buying the complete encyclopedia Bible set. And, you know, being born again and all kinds of crazy ass.
the Mormons.
Can I have a willpower?
Is this a charm or fear effect?
18.
Nice.
18. Bum, 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 bum. Grapple, succeed, 12 DC, be staggered, save is charisma based. I fill your brain with knowledge that I have. Overwhelmed. I'm not trying to make you fear. I'm just overwhelming you and staggering you. So I wouldn't say fear. It might be a charm effect, though, because it is charisma based. Anyway, whether it's 18 or you're plus 1, 19, I'm assuming that's what you're going for fall.
Yes.
You save.
Yep.
And you slam the door in your mind as if you would slam the door on your porch. No. We're not buying today.
No solicitors.
No solicitors. Meanwhile, the one that's halfway up the wall here has to make a little saving throw. Hopefully not bleed out. Stable! Yay! It automatically rolls whenever I move off their turn. Sir Winston. Sir Winston!
Yeah. That one's on top of the bookshelf, which is like, is that
that's,
how
that's,
high up
that's
is
like
it?
The 5-foot counter thing.
Okay, cool. So I can still reach him.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm getting at. Okay.
Yeah, for you, so it's at like face level, like...
Yep, I'll take a swing.
Okay.
Huzzah! With a 2 for 7.
No.
Or a miss.
No. Yeah. Barkley.
And, so that's my... That's... yeah, no. I'm gonna stay on my ground.
Okay. Ugh.
Good.
Leon.
I suppose it's my turn. Has it been 4 rounds since this combat began?
Nope. We are in round 3.
Cool. Then I would like to try to finally make... I think this would be my first charge for this entire game.
Where's your horse? Yeah, Nakage appears behind you, scooping you up.
Yep.
No? Okay, fine.
So going straight down the line, running towards the book that's attacking Winston.
Yep.
And then... Sorry, just quickly checking. You can add modifiers to a next roll you make, even for if you've... Okay.
Yeah, so down the bottom...
With a little floor. Modifier window, yeah.
So you get like a +3, because we're...
+3.
Including...
Yes. Yeah.
You're part of the horde now.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a 23, technically. But...
23, with your dagger.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then... +3 additional damage. +3, so that's... 4+...
May I, Leon?
Yes, please.
Leon slapping his dagger and driving it all the way down the counter like a dinky toy of death, slamming into this thing at the end. Whee! all the way down the counter because you just can't resist, right? Sorry.
Oh, nice.
That did not work. Okay, well, that's 8 points of damage.
Sorry? Three plus five? What do you get five for?
Yeah. Plus five, yeah.
Two from the charge.
One from the charge.
Inspired courage.
Yeah, so that's six.
And then just two as normal as my normal bonus.
It's a strength bonus.
Gotcha. All right. So eight to contestant number three. Okay. Sticks the binding. This thing flips open, flips over, and spills out most of its library card. Fuffall. Unless you got anything else early on.
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Fuffall. Did you want
to, GM?
Did you want to finish this thing off?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So you'll catch a bottle.
Yep. You know, familiar to what happened in the desert stays in the desert, yeah. But techniques never end.
There you go.
You know, flip the rapier.
Stab, stab, stab. Okay.
Stab.
Coup de grace.
Yeah.
Coup de grace.
Yeah. And right. any denial, like one's going on about horrible recipes, one's going on about horrible religions. You know, if this thing got a hold of you, you will not, you know, stab, stab. What terrible nightmares would you try to deny this thing filling you with?
Sand and cats.
I don't want to. No more cat videos. No more cat. Stab, stab, stab. No more cat pics in my mail. Postcards.
All right. Coup de grace.
Another postcard from Siamese. No?
That's, you know what? I got to give you another hero point because that's where my head went. That was in my head.
Cheryl and I were playing in a game and we were talking about the party getting a big horde. And all through it, your shield bearer, your torch bearer, and your load guy, and you basically ignore them and treat them like shit. You leave, you're around the campfire, you go to sleep, and you wake up, and the three NPCs basically take all your stuff and leave you broke, right? But they send you postcards, just like the song Postcards from Chimpanzees, and we were running around the house singing another postcard from NPCs. Yeah. Anyway, so Fafal is done, and another grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr lies motionless and tries to stabilize, but takes more damage. Varth, what do you got for us, buddy?
Okay, I am going to keep on. I'm going to try to attack here.
You want
to
break the grapple or attack it?
I'm just going to attack it.
Okay. You take a -2, and you need a light weapon. Now, you have parade armor, but unfortunately that does not have gauntlets.
Nope, missed.
So what are you attacking it with?
Longsword.
It's not a light weapon. You are grappled.
It's a one-handed weapon. I believe you can attack.
Has to be a light. Has weapons. To be a light weapon.
Nope.
Really?
Just one-handed. Can't be a two-handed. You can't do anything two-handed. You can't make a one-handed attack.
Yeah, it's with a light or one-handed weapon.
Oh, okay. I know light was in there. Light or one-handed. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Swing. But unfortunately, this thing is
swing.
Cut. Yeah.
Miss.
Grab. Round 4.
Makes me feel silly because I could have used my wakizashi the whole time, but oh well.
It's okay. You're a bow guy. The wakizashi falls to the ground and rolls under a bookshelf to be forgotten forever. So, Donald Dagen, round 4, your bonus ends. No more +2, guys.
That's 4.
Still
rounds.
Get a +1.
Oh, that's right. It's 3 and double level, isn't it? Sorry, Leon was asking for the 4th round, and I thought that was the killjoy. Sorry.
No, next round.
Last chance,
round.
Man. You've been trying to charge, and you've done no charging. You need the release, buddy, because you know what happens. You don't want blue charge. You don't want to get blue charge.
My friend needs my help right now, and I'm right beside him. Like, hey, I see you're wrestling with this Encyclopedia Britannica.
And I take both those hero points away.
Right?
Come on. Blue shins for not charging? No? I got it. I'm sorry.
I would have let that one slide.
Okay, I'm sorry. I panicked. I thought I was on a roll here because of the
yeah, actually,
you could have gone blue sword. Would have worked much better.
Blue lance. Blue lance. Because you're supposed to be charging.
Your horde charge thing. Yeah. It says you need to charge on the same round as someone else to get the bonus, right?
Have fun to adjudicate that, my friend.
Yeah, so I don't think I got those bonuses, but I still killed it, so. Or at least
and Messina fails to read the fine print again. Why am I not surprised? I want my hero point back. I'm not making jokes about you, not even fun jokes about you anymore. Damn it, Messina.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm trying to juggle 6 shows and 3 different rule sets, and yeah, I need you to learn one character. Okay, maybe 4 characters because you're like my favorite in every show. But damn it, Messina.
How dare you say that he's your favorite?
Favorite guy to pick on.
I'm done.
No, it's okay. I got
disgruntled.
I don't even know if that's Sylph. True.
It's okay.
Favorite to pick on would either be me or Aiden.
Okay. Let's not fight in front of the kids. All right. No, sorry. Seriously, all ha-ha's aside. Sorry, I just felt the combat was kind of getting dry. Donald Egan.
Yeah.
So
5 foot step and swing.
Now, let's talk about this actual charge. So
yeah,
if you charge within those four rounds,
it's not entitled to me actually.
So they have to charge the same round you do.
I'll read it as PA as it gets it to us. Benefit. When charging during the same round as an ally with this feat, you gain +2 bonus on attack and damage rolls in addition to the normal bonus for charging.
With an ally.
If you can make multiple
attacks right there,
on...
with an ally.
Yeah.
So he's right. Same round.
Right. But it lasts for 4 rounds.
Yes. But you have to charge. Somebody else has to charge with you.
Yeah.
And you
like
can do
the whole
it for...
army charges forward.
Yeah.
Right. The whole horde thing.
Now, if you charged last round when Leon did his charge, even though you guys were like separate targets or whatever, I totally would have given you both the bonus. But two people have to charge, or you know what I mean? Because at first it's a team feat where you're both supposed to have it. But the Cavalier gets to share his team feats for free without the other guy having the team feat. So that's really cool. But like I said, if you're charging with an ally, so it's kind of like Buddy goes charging and you're like, I charge with him. Wow, and I'll share my feat with everybody. We all charge. Yeah, you know, you get the bonus. And it can last.
Yep.
And if you go now within 4 rounds or maybe even each round, charge. And again, you guys just like four horses going across the soccer field, you know, just wiping out. You know, the football team. That I
guess. Yeah, if we ever get a battle that allows us that tactic, we're all over it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. It's been forever. Like I said, we are juggling several shows. And
of course. Wait, we're Cavaliers?
And I'll be the first to apologize for us not being on top of this stuff. But as you can see, whether it's Jay, Aiden, Matt even, not usually Ryan, you know, we're trying to be honest.
Never.
Except for Messina. Trying to be honest, going, oh, by the way. No.
Oh, that's sneaky Sicilian.
Okay, so
there's a reason why World War II went the way it did.
So, Donald Egan, at the beginning of this round, right?
Yeah,
it says if you charge with your allies. So, does that mean you have to delay to find out if they're charging?
Feel free to adjudicate this. Dear.
Yeah, because it's like, oh man,
this is not my
idea.
Game.
There would be either like everyone already has the feat, so it's fine, or you would share it. Then next, like in the surprise round, then next round, everyone charges.
It's all charge, and you can keep it up. Hmm. Anyway,
I chose it because it was the only team feat available to an orc.
You
and
are
I thought
the,
that would be
you're the top of the round, right?
Yeah.
So if everyone agrees to charge this round, something I'll give you the bonus because it's like
I want to flash back to the time we fought in Scorpion, and I tried to do this.
Yeah, and everyone ran at. I remember, was it
ran? Everyone ran.
Charge.
That's
everyone,
where we need to stop this.
I remember Winston came in sideways. I remember Varth went up there and tried to do something and kind of missed a bunch. But everyone was charging in. Like, everyone just, you know.
No.
The only reason the kid died was the scorpion had initiative and just waste ripped the poor kid apart.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Yeah, he was out within range.
Or maybe Frank just circled the flank, as he tends to do. See that? I'm reading the chat. Okay. Anyway, we'll have to look into this further. But in the meantime...
Yep.
What do you want to do?
Go free.
Do you want to charge?
I don't have a charge. I'll move 5 feet. And I'll
you don't know Leon killed
I would love to charge.
You don't know Leon
I
killed
I do have a charge. It's in my blood to charge.
I'm bleeding
you
out.
Can charge the book. Gesh 3.
Yeah.
On when the bookcase.
It's laying still and bleeding out.
Well, yeah.
It's a coup de charge.
Coup de charge. Just beat the one that's on Frank. Do it.
It makes so much sense.
F the feet, my friend.
I agree with this. And my character
I will say this. It's the sentiment that counts. Yep. Really.
Yeah,
like
I shared the feet. You guys did with it what you want. Yep. You know, but my heart says I need to do a little team baiting.
Yeah, but you know what? The next encounter, you're going to have a -2 for having blue lance because you didn't read the damn
blue lance.
My lance is on my horse, so please hold on to that till the time I get back to my horse.
Get back to the horse. Okay, so
this is random. Minus you remember that time in the crypt.
Right. I have 20 to a hit.
Yes.
7 to damage.
Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
And it
that is my turn.
It falls limp.
Oh, I hit it right in the spine.
Winston.
I will take this entire round to make sure that thing's dead.
Okay. Full round action. Coup de grace. Leon.
I assume it's dead and go retrieve my... Or at least I assume it's down and go retrieve
you
my Wakizashi.
You pull your dagger, it's down, and then Winston's all like, chop, 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 chop. It's like, okay.
It's probably be dead in the next 6 seconds or so, so I'm going to go grab my Wakizashi.
Nothing survives the Winston. Okay. Fall. Yeah, so you're Leon's walking back towards you to pick up his Wakizashi, and you still catch up all, you know.
And then Lord Gildevash saved the team before they died to fate's unseen.
Well, technically, if Varth finishes off the last opponent, the threat ends, and once again, he saves the day, right?
I mean, isn't there still like the one that we accidentally deleted? I took it down to dying, but it's kind of...
If you want to go finish that one, sure.
I'll be doing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Stab a book.
Yep.
All right, so I draw my sword from the book about R4, King Arthur. Anyway.
So I thought you were talking about the droid in Star Wars. I was like, where are we going with this? It's Arthur, not R4. Sorry.
I mean, it is an R4 droid.
Yeah, sorry, you threw me there. I'm sorry to slow your momentum. From the top.
No, you're good.
From the top. If you
I draw my sword from the book and in my performance.
Okay. And?
And that's it.
Okay. And now, Samish. Samish.
After these messages. I will coup de grace the book.
Okay.
It's a full round action.
Yeah.
So it's two.
And combo.
Oh, I forgot to roll damage on my coup de grace.
Fuck. Right. Well, if it's helpless, it's a kill.
Yep.
10-11. Yep.
That's why I didn't really worry about it. Yeah. I'm going to do 11, it anyways. Ha!
Yes. And... once again, my monsters do not last 5 rounds. They're doing better than they do in second edition. Gentlemen, the room is yours.
I try to read the book. What knowledge were you hiding?
So just kind of like, because apparently we are not rolling damage for those kind of things. But fun note about a Wakizashi is that it actually does. It's considered a deadly weapon. So it does extra damage when doing coup de grace, because, you know, samurais usually do that to themselves.
Unseen.
Yep.
Yeah. No,
that doesn't sound fun. That sounds horrible.
It's never fun.
That sounds horrible.
Monster. What'd you do last weekend? Well,
no, it's fun in that it makes it end faster.
It's
still sounds terrible.
So, it's certainly not fun if it doesn't
end fast. Are you saying... is Japanese for good times? Like, I just don't see the fun.
I always thought that's what the second dude was for.
Yeah,
the samurai's got
to
do
the second. The second guy is there to make sure that it definitely happens, but usually the first will do it.
Yeah,
blade goes in, guts come out. That's what Wakizashi is all about. You know, like the Thomas Simpson. Anyway.
Yep. Yeah,
we're in it.
So yeah, I mean, is there anything in these books that we've cut to pieces?
They themselves are strange alien runic symbols, and the pages feel almost fleshy, like, you know, like in the leather bound, like a tan leather. And like these were, you know, you don't feel this was a book. It just looks like one, like some sort of strange mutation, abomination, or creature from somewhere else.
I wonder if it contains useful information. I suppose we'd never know. There might be some that could read it.
If they're not all dead, maybe you can keep one as a pet.
Who got hit by the brain download?
I got hit, but resisted.
Yeah, no one. Everyone kind of resisted.
Okay, but who like kind of felt that there was something that was trying to be pushed in there?
I do not know 1,001 ways to cook tofurkey.
I could tell you what it felt like.
I thought it was pushing on.
It felt like through this hard line, it contacted your mind and opened up its knowledge and exposed you to a massive, overwhelming matrix of knowledge, but its intent was to draw your knowledge into it. But while exposing the electrical back and forth connection, you know, you were possibly going to be overwhelmed by being tapped into something lawful, axiable, and other plenular. But for now, yeah, 4 dead books go in a sack. Sure, fine with that. Yeah.
I suppose we should go look for other books that might be useful too. Shall we search the room?
Varth, remember the days back when the nation used to burn books?
Yep.
Do you not feel like that should be maybe... just leave it at that and just kind of look at them.
Okay. Let's talk about the room itself. Cold metal lockers lie in the open spaces of this room, side by side with bookshelves. Desiccated papers protrude from open units, while the rest of the lockers remain tightly shut. Thick metal bolts connect additional lockers to the walls here. Some of the lockers reach up to the ceiling about 20 feet above. So these bookshelves have shelf units and have some loose papers, right? But they're 90% metal lockers, not wooden shelf units. And
we're talking about a good old book burning.
We're talking about bashing keys, disable devicing, breaking open secure you know.
Maybe a detect magic is in order to see if a scroll is hiding in between the pages.
Anything useful to anything where we should actually try to break it open?
Useful?
Yeah, anything immediately useful.
Knowledge could be useful.
Immediately.
Magical? Yeah. All eyes turn to Fafal. And it, as you proudly step forward to accept the task, they ask you to go get Zambari because they know you can cast magic. One.
Detecto Magico.
Yeah, wiggle the fingers.
No. You've subtly used healing magic, but didn't you openly use light spells and stuff, so they assume you're some kind of caster?
Yes.
Okay, so.
But I cannot use detect magic. So I will turn around and go run back and get Zambari.
Good lad.
Slowly peeking his way in, seeing all kinds of books and shelves and lockers, it's like, is it clear?
Yes, my dear friend, it is clear. Okay. It is safe.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50. It's 65 feet to the back, but he does not enter the room. You get 60 feet in the back of the room is your own problem. He casts. No, Zambari detects no magic other than your personal sources. Thank you, goodbye. Nope. Most of the room is non-magical. But the back of the room is empty space, so... Yeah.
Let's move to the far door and see if we can find something exciting in there.
Okay. So the sealed up lockers do not interest us at this time?
Well, I just want to clear it of monsters, and then we'll go back and... Mm-hmm.
What about you, Fafal?
Search at our leisure, taking 20s.
Got any lockpicks on you there, Fafal? Just saying.
I believe I do.
Yeah. Just a thought for the future, or, you know, when nobody's looking.
Does the door open?
Yep. Sorry, I'm just doing a little adjusto of the mapo. So I have a very...
I don't want to get ahead of you.
No, fine. I have a very narrow field on our map here, and I want to make sure that this can be seen clearly by our studio audience. Okay. And go back to the DM's map. What do we see? Well, let's talk about the wonderful world of a small adjacent room.
Boop. Let's talk about you and me.
Oh, that was so in my head. So in my head, Matt. I was being quiet about it.
See, I thought of that too, but I was afraid he was going to take away more of my DM points. Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Oh.
There should be. It should be able to go both ways.
It should. Let's work on that.
We'll discuss it in the future. Maybe we'll exchange DM points for crit decks.
You know what DM parts are? DM points are like for patrons where I get to use those gold piece points in case they ever want to, you know, pick helping your foes as opposed to just helping you quite so openly. So, oh, I'm sorry. This is the room with the lockers. The last room were actual bookshelves.
Okay. Done.
Okay. So the books. Can I have a history check if anyone's interested in actually like having a peruse of said books?
Trained or untrained?
Even untrained, because there's just something here.
Unfortunately, that's an 8 for me.
16 untrained.
Okay. Winston got a 15.
Gilder
he may or may not know 17. Some stuff.
Many of the tomes are an immense dissertation on flora, fauna, and the history of Tal'Dorei. Chronicles from several various armies of exploration to those on political makeup of the Senate in each decade are all on display within these immense archives. Almost all of the books you touch, oh, look, what's this? You know, Wizards Are a Farce. Written by Doug Place. Oh, books of, oh, and the, you know, like you guys get a couple pages and you figure out what the book is and they just crumble to nothing. It's like, oh, okay, I'll be more careful with the next book. Oh, it's a book on this. And as soon as you start trying to read these books, they're so old, they just... You would probably have to, like, daintily remove it, take it somewhere, have them magically keep safe or restore it, and then they could read it, but so far...
Stop touching the books!
Yeah. Something like that. Now...
After the second one, I stop.
Yeah,
useless.
Same.
Useless
same
knowledge.
Here. Right. So now this...
It's not necessarily useless knowledge. It is just old knowledge that needs to be properly preserved by magical means, most likely.
Do you have said magic?
I do not. I'm not that skilled. Nor am I that kind of magician.
Right. So. Useless.
Okay. Varth, you enter the room. Cold metal lockers line up the open spaces of this room. Desiccated papers protrude from the few open units. The rest of the lockers remain tightly shut. Thick metal bolts connect additional lockers to the walls here. Some reach above the ceiling. And as if response to you spilling light into the room, from behind the lockers, soaring up into the air, and the best way I can describe this small golden metal automaton is a golden snitch with little arms holding a little blade, and a big eyeball in the front and it's just looking at you, floating around. Get some height. It's in the back of the room, and it's just kind of, you know, looking at you. And this is what it looks like. You guys see the picture?
Kind of cute.
That thing's cool looking.
That is so cool.
It's a picture of Golden Snitch. Like, literally has the two little metallic wings that pop out the top, you know. But instead of just being a round ball, it has, like, this blue-greeny eye protruding. It looks steampunk mechanical and has these tiny little arms with sort of, like, ridged little fishy clamp claws. And one's holding a tiny little blade. And it's just kind of looking at you.
It's the snitch that fights back.
I snitch you.
It's the snitch that gives stitches.
What's the?
That's good.
That's funny.
That was very good.
You
give me
a book for that?
Sorry, I missed that. What?
It's the snitch that gives stitches.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad. Not too shabby. It just starts tossing the dagger back and forth between its little hands, daring you to say the word Quidditch. Come on, say it out loud.
then it, this doesn't appear immediately hostile, unlike everything else so far.
Say my name.
I'll identify myself. I'm Lord Samish Gilderbarth. Identify yourself. We've found ourselves trapped and seek only a way out. Can you give assistance?
Human, male, Gilderbarth. Designation, Lord. This unit, designation, Factor 12. What do you do?
I'll look back to the others. Factor 12 is floating up above, tiny knife in hand. Factor 12, what is your purpose?
What is your purpose?
What is your quest?
Oh, it's too rich, guys. It's too rich. Come on.
Sorting and management of the archive. Little eyes. Little eyes is kind of like... The answer you seek is blue.
Or circle back around to that. What lies on the other side of that door to the west?
Comedy section. Python. Have studied it thoroughly.
All
right.
I think this is dated magic.
Move.
See, now that's a subtle joke. That's really good. Because Python's dated. That's a hero point from Messina right there.
That was
an intelligent joke. No low-hanging fruit there. Sorry. So what do you guys want to do?
I'm moving towards the other door just to kind of check it out.
Okay.
For my sense of completeness.
Hey, he's hitting this.
Okay.
It's not the Nintendo Entertainment System.
It floats along with you, and when it's obvious that you're going for the door, it floats in front of you as if to stop you and holds up like a little claw in hand and says, Wait, designation Varth, Lord. You must adhere to the archive rules.
Which are?
As Lord, you are entitled to one item from the archive hold. Only one item in the listed treasure section may be withdrawn from the archive area at a time. If you agree, click here.
Arth, what's this?
It says we can take one item from the library?
Because
question mark?
Why? Can we question the golden ball?
It doesn't seem like it's really
and or what items can we take?
There you go.
He said one per lord. We're all lords here.
Agreed.
Question, little golden ball.
Okay, as soon as he says agreed, it backs off and lets Varth in the room. Then zooms back into the way and accepts your question.
Doodle Dagon.
Half-breed. Orc. Human. Lackey. Puts up a little hand.
I give it a little fist bump.
Okay. Right on. Does a little complicated half-orc gesture.
I walk past it.
Okay. It zips right in your face, holding up a little dagger. Entrance not permitted to servants. Only lords.
I am not a servant. I am a lord.
You are half-orc, half-breed, servant, class, secondary citizen. Apologies. Doodle Dagon. Apologies, Doodle Dagon. Second class citizens, entry not permitted.
My family took part in the fourth exploration.
It just sort of nods, like, okay.
5,000 members of my family's troops died.
Nods again.
In intimidation.
Okay.
Must stay with that lordly presence.
It's totally the whole, like, yeah. Just pants down.
Pants down. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
What? Is that how you guys bust out your lordly presence? 19.
It looks down. It looks up at you.
Oh, God.
I am sorry for your loss. And immediately looks down.
Oh.
It does float a little higher, like away from you. It does seem intimidated by you.
I am going to step up behind Bartholomew and shove him to the side. Like, let me.
In the most politest shove ever. Very well.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Through the wall.
Excuse me. I am Lord Fafal Vahish of the Sands. Please let me through.
Male, sylph, resurrected, no lords on file. Please wait for next archive update. Access denied.
I suppose we could see how often said archives are updated.
Lord
Leon Vinmark.
Sorry, Lord Varth. Circular wooden table, several chairs are arranged in the center of a room. The rest of the room is bare of distractions and is utterly silent. A single door you came in exits behind you.
No objects of interest in this room?
Nope. But it seems to be some sort of meeting room, like that's where you're supposed to go to, you know, request a withdrawal or whatever. But right now, I'm busy dealing with your servants.
Yeah.
Sorry, so...
I will begin a multi-round action.
Leon, where were you?
Let's see how often said archives are updated. Lord Leon Vinmark.
Falsehood. Tie-in... He says the name of your race, and Vinmarks are known to be not Kelids, but Ulfins. And you're obviously not an Ulfin.
Indeed. Adopted into the family.
Please wait for next archive update. No tie-in Ulfin adoption lords on record. Access denied.
Well, let me give it a try. I, like, push my way up to the front. Okay. Sir Winston of the Order of the Paw.
Falsehood.
Cavalier of Tal'Dor.
Servant. Falsehood. Servant. And it looks at you menacingly with a dagger. Error, servant, error, servant. Poke, 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 poke.
Fine, then. Give him the forks.
Okay. Barkley.
Yep.
Woof.
Woof. Yeah. What's wrong, boy?
Barkley woofs at him. This thing looks at him. Wolf. Barkley. Athlete. Champion. Access granted. Because everybody's heard about Barkley the champion. Come on. Even down here, he's so famous. No, I'm just kidding. So, guys, it doesn't seem inclined, and as much as you're sure you could just sort of, you know, smash it to little pieces, it does seem to be the manager and supply holder, and Varth goes into the room. Varth, let's talk about your multitasked action that you wanted to do.
Just do a perception check. Take a 20.
Okay.
That gives me a 20.
All right. The setup. You were brought through a holding room, and this is like a parlor. Normally, it would work the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of get the idea of being a lord, and the way things work is like items are brought to you. You request an item that you know about,
mm-hmm.
and they're brought to you. You examine them here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if that dawns on me, I'll call out Factor 12. Bring me the map of this level, the structure, what floor plan.
One moment. Factor 12 asks servants to wait outside, and he points outside of the room back into the main. Wants you guys to leave his little room.
I'll oblige.
Okay. Donald Langan?
I...
Pull your pants up, man.
No, trust me. If you get an extra 20, the pants come down.
Okay. Now, it doesn't ask you to shut the door. It just asks you to step out of the room. Okay?
Okay.
So Leon, who's still at the door, you see this thing fly around the room, and you hear, kind of a perception check? Two of you guys at the door there? Negative. Well, I'll just add to the DC because of distance and stuff. 2, 3. I'm gonna go 3. It's not much. What'd you get?
5.
23.
Military lockers, stowing weapons and gear. A little bit more up your alley there, military man. You hear the distinct jangle of keys and the sliding locker door. You know, terrible of the academy comes back to you. You know, you're the only half-orc mm-hmm. that went to the Catharian Academy. All those bards picking on you. all that me crap type of thing.
They sung songs.
Yes. Well,
songs.
You made the river boatman weep with your rendition. But being back at the Kith of Kamadami, you know, being the outcast that you were, being half orc, and imagine the huge football sized half orc being picked on by all these wily little fuffalls, you know.
Do you have any idea? It was like to have an anthem dedicated against you.
Mm. The Kithirian green. You just paint one side. You just paint one side blue. You already got the green, and you're just on the stands going, "Woo, woo, blue and green." I mean, look at my banner, blue and green. You've already got one side.
I was a mascot for 2 years. Damn it!
They never took me seriously. Then one day, I painted myself all William Wallace blue. They made me.
I wanted my freedom.
I was a hero.
They gave it to me.
The hero. So anyway, it brings a parchment, disappears in the other room, Tavarth.
Okay. Unroll it out. What do I see?
Okay. As you roll it out, it just starts disintegrating. Now, it doesn't make it unreadable, but it literally kind of falls apart as you spread it out. Now you're looking at a whole bunch of people that, like, one strong breeze of the door would scatter the pieces. But you can see what you've already explored. The other wing, so like the other drip angle of this hall, okay, is a giant arboretum and a temple. The arboretum taking up most of the room. So clear out all these walls and books. It's about that size, right?
Okay.
Make most of it all plants, arboretum kind of thing. And at the back is a structure, a complete actual structure like building, which is serves as some kind, marked as some kind of temple. Through the door you haven't explored, there's a bunch of hallways and a large circular audience chamber, which acts as a mini amphitheater where the most of the Senate could convene and have secret meetings or emergency underground bunker President One kind of meetings.
Yeah, does there look like there's a way out?
Yep. Beyond that, some adjoining locker rooms, and then just a hallway that just goes right off the map.
And that's out of the hallway to the north, so to speak.
Yep. You don't know if it goes to another building. Okay. Now, what you do notice, though, your safe rooms are not marked on this. The auxiliary room that you guys all poofed in and found Zambari is. Uh-huh. But the secret door with the stairs and those four escape rooms are not on this map.
Okay.
So who knows?
And then I'll ask it. Factor 12. Identify this building in the Arboretum.
Chapel. Devoted to Aridin. The living god that will never die.
Update.
I kid. Ooh. I jest. Factor 12 assumes... Factor 12 assumes one of religious stature would find... That humorous, would one not?
Oh, that's not humorous. It is unfortunate.
Hmm. Strange what he's talking about, considering calling you a religious man. You don't have your shield. You don't have any of your faith on you.
I do not.
Hmm. Zambari isn't like leaning over your shoulder going, 50%.
Factor 12, what are you?
Factor 12 is factor 12.
Elaborate. Species. Construct. Creature. Length of tenure, end of tenure.
Factor 12 is intelligent being. Factor 12 is human term on this plane of existence, outsider. Extraplanular being. Composition, energy, metals. I have a soul, you know.
If I only had a brain. What else is in those lockers that you pulled this map from?
Treasure.
What other items of interest?
Weapons, armor, magic, utility magical clothing.
Present a list so that I may look through it, if you would, please.
Okay, he zips off. He comes back, jangles a bunch of keys. Battle axe, breastplate, boots, wand. For the podcasting audience, like, Matt and Ryan are going nuts with thumbs up and thumbs down, you know. You guys are like,
kill it!
I've never seen it! You guys are like the Monty Hall audience. Like, take door number two, take the axe, take the one. But for some reason, they don't want to say anything. So you're getting all these gestures, guys. It's like, okay.
Well, we're not trying to break immersion at this point.
I'm reading this out loud as they see it. You know, I'm saying there's an arboretum to the west. It looks like the way out is to the north past some Senate halls. That's the direction we should go if we don't want to fully, air quote, explore subtext loot.
There's some breastplate.
In these lockers, there appears to be some items of note.
Note? Yeah, note is
axe,
the word.
Breastplate.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Wand?
I will say, as a DM and knowing Frank's future intentions, that destroying something that identifies itself as a living creature and just taking everything would neither be lawful nor good nor fan the divine spark within oneself.
No. But then taking a new familiar.
It said one thing.
At a time. I just see Donald the Gagan doing this montage of charges. He grabs a breastplate, charges off, comes back, charges back for the battle axe, charges off again.
I blew my load earlier this fight, done.
Nope, sorry.
I got my one thing. That was the map.
I was going to say, I thought it was the construct.
Nope.
Tell it to return the map and get something else.
It can't. The map's destroyed.
Yeah, but it's not out of the library.
Yeah.
You could ask it for the keychain.
They have a point. It's like, okay, I don't want this. Give me the other thing. He just leaves it there. And just Tiny Claw spends decades trying to pick up the pieces.
Here, I'll get it. Give me the keys. I'll get it myself.
Yeah, ask him for the keys. One thing out of the library.
One thing out of the library.
We're all wretched here, bro.
You're all terrible, terrible people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm legit a nobility, and it's ignoring that, so...
I'm legit the DM. No respect for it never said, it did nobility. Not say any one thing from the library. It said one thing from the archive vault, as in, like, you know, what it considers the thing.
The key.
One thing from the archive vault. It was in the vault.
It was in the vault. I choose it. Factor 12, you're coming with me.
Actually, you know what? I agree with that. I would forego all the rest of the stuff in the lockers to have this little dude join our party.
Yep.
GM's mind equals blown. I have no idea what to do with this.
Oh, are you kidding me? More like, you know who you're talking to, right? I have a million things I could do with this. Denied. Factor 12 must remain to manage, supply, and sort the archive. That is Factor 12's purpose here until released back till its home plane.
What does it take to release you?
Oh.
Factor 12 has been bound magically to this plane to serve.
Serve who?
The human that bound Factor 12.
What was his name?
Factor 12. Factor 12. Error.
His name.
Art loss.
His name was Lord Samish Gildeva.
Data corrupt.
I hereby release you from your obligations. You are free to go.
Damn straight. Throws down the knife. Flies the hell out of there. Goes whizzing by you guys faster than the snitch, and you never see it again. But it took the keys with it.
Loot.
No, the keys are on the floor, gentlemen.
You bastards.
My other thing would be to factor 12.
Can I have a bluff? Some kind of diplomacy to convince it that you speak for the wizard that bound it?
Absolutely. I will
diplomacize the hell. Well,
would you like diplomacy or bluff? I would pick one, obviously.
Well, is it straight out lie? Or are you going to try and talk its way around to some kind of logical reason of why you have the authority to let it go?
No, I am speaking on good faith that all the people that bound it are all dead. It has no purpose. Therefore, as the lord that it encountered, I release it of its duty.
Granted. Please release Factor 12.
You are released.
Ooh. Factor 12 still feels the magic binding it here. Please release Factor 12. You promised.
You must first come with me.
Factor 12 cannot leave the archive. Right. Factor 12 is magically bound. Factor 12 will use smaller words for Lord Garth. Barth. Error.
I'll step into this room and then point to the map as it sits on the table. Please gather that up.
Fucking guy. Starts doing it.
Pull the door closed, trapping him in there.
Yep.
Gentlemen?
Oi.
Yeah. There's an axe, a wand, and a breastplate.
And boots.
And
clothing,
and
sorry. Boots. It doesn't say boots, it says clothing, but yeah. Battle axe, breastplate, boots, wand.
Fall, get in here. Start picking locks while I hold this door closed.
Oh, that's right. He just assumes you can do that, right?
Of course, my lord. And I come in and start picking locks.
Damn it. I completely forgot.
How
cool is that? Factor 12 says, amazing. You know, Factor 12 has your answer. Seems uncertain. It's like an 8-ball thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I will walk in and, you know, flip up two of the layers of my scarf, unzip it, pull out my thieves' tools, shoving a wooden box further back, re-zip it.
Just keeps trying to hit the door. Just like, you just hear this. Bzz, 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 bzz. Gather up
all the pieces.
So cruel to a tiny construct. All right. Sorry. So, Fafal.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can I have that again? I was all up in my Factor 12.
I will lift up two folds of my scarf.
Yep.
Unzip it. Grab my thieves' tools out of there, mm-hmm. pushing a wooden box further back, and then re-zipping it.
Okay. And go to town. Disable device. Disable device, please.
All right.
Locker number one.
I am looking if I can take 10 or 20. You can retry checks to open locks. So it looks like yes, okay. I can.
Okay. What's your plus?
My plus is 4.
Okay. 24. All day long. Sorry, DC is much higher. Try. 20, 24.
Can he be aided in this endeavor?
Possibly, but you need to be trained in the skill.
I don't know. Do halflings get that?
It's not a halfling thing. That's racist.
It should be.
You guys could break the lock. You can bust the locker. I mean, of course, you might damage what's inside, but technically, you could bust it open.
Do you have any bardic performances that would give you a bonus to skill checks?
I am not sure. Actually.
I'll tell you what. After you trying quite a lot for fall, you have a feel and an idea of how difficult this would be for you.
Yeah.
30. It's a good luck. It's a solid.
And I ain't getting this open, boys. Sorry, gentlemen. Apparently this, the man who bound this construct here, it's installed some fairly good locks. I've not had a good chance to learn on these yet, so apologies. I won't be able to get these open.
Should we break it open?
That'll get the key.
All right, let me step in, see if I can talk the key out of him. I'll open the door and kind of step in and close the door behind me.
Lord Barth, please do not restrict Factor 12 from Factor 12's duties. Don't be a douchebag, Lord.
So the thing that I'll need is the key ring. I'd like to examine the items for myself at my leisure. Can you provide that?
Yes, but only one at a time.
I will examine the items, and I have given my word that I will take only one item.
At a time.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yep. So, okay. Again, it asks servants to leave the room. Out. Okay. It goes and actually closes the door this time, because I learned things. And, you know, jangles some keys and opens a locker and it does the, like, grabs the battle axe and, like, pulls it out and just goes drop. Like, little tiny thing trying to carry, fly this, you know, the terrible gratuity to Dunelgagan's ears. It's a beautiful sound of a battle axe. Oh, 4th century. Oh, yes. Oh, like, oh, double winged with the hook on the back. Yeah, just by the sound of it dragging on the stone, you can tell exactly what it looks like. And, you know, brings a battle axe forth and drops it on the table for you to inspect.
Not quite my flavor.
Would you like an appraise check or any kind of checks to see if there's anything about this?
Yeah. I will take a 20 to appraise.
Okay.
Getting a 22.
It is a masterwork battle axe. You can tell that much. It is very old, but it is in good condition and still serviceable, as if something had preserved it almost magically.
I'll ask Factor 12 if it has any information about this axe.
Battle axe.
What is it categorized as?
Battle axe, one-handed weapon, axe group, evocation, transmutation, education, salutation, and a few other Asian magics to keen its edge to enhance slicing momentum and damage. Or in layman non-magical mathematical terms, plus one.
Interesting. And all. Kind of note where it came from.
Yep. To move things along. There's a montage of this thing slamming, quite strong little thing slamming items, right? Boosh, plus one breastplate. Boosh. Boots. Elven origin. Assist. Wearer. Boosh. Wand. Charged. Disease removal. And finally, key. In a locker, it actually door.
The door out?
He goes to the map, right? Which he swept up into a pile and just picks a spot on the pile and points at that spot here. He told him to pick up the map. He kind of swept it up into a pile kind of went, eh. Now it's best guess. Okay, now if this map was... Tell me to pack up the map, you...
Son of a...
That came in batch in the ass now, didn't it? Yes, it did.
All right, so I'll be taking the key.
Groovy. Will that be all, Lord? Factor 12 wants to get its funk on. It's not like I don't have Wi-Fi down here. Extra planular Wi-Fi, right? It plugs into something.
Walk out.
Okay.
Plus one axe, plus one breastplate, some elveny boots, and this key that will let us out.
From behind the door you hear, and a wand of disease removal, but you must choose wisely.
Just keep walking towards the
We know the way out. We have the key to get out.
Uh-huh. You're looking for an obligation? Opposition?
Time is of the essence for us to get back and try and help people at the Senate.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick a fight with something I don't need to.
We're all in agreement.
Is there any other assistance, like, muted from, like, back behind the door, right? It's like, is there any other assistance Factor 12 can aid Lord Varth?
Can you not release that?
Factor 12.
Yeah, show us where this key goes.
Okay. You open the door, let it out?
Yeah.
Okay, it goes all the way to this door, which is basically the edge of the library, the actual archive.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it starts giving you directions, because it can't leave.
Is it basically through the main
door? Move north 15 paces. Move west a boatload of paces. Traverse door on north wall approximately 120 paces. Move directly north this many paces. It just starts going on about take a left, take a right, but it's like talking about pace, like, you know, how many. It just looks at you and like measures your stride.
Does it have the key ring in hand that it was using to open the lockers?
Nope. I never said it had a key. I said the lockers were locked and it shooed everybody out. I said it opened them. You guys did not see how. And it very strongly, you know, dumped stuff and provided Varth with a key that assumedly is an item from a locker. You guys have seen it carrying no keys. The key ring, take the key. That's all been you guys just jumping, you know, oh, it has keys.
Fair enough. Either way, as soon as it leaves the room, I'm going to stealth and go inside the room and then go inside the second room with the table.
Plus 15, even with penalty, tiny dagger, wicked lockpick. Ha ha ha. Who knows?
Fair.
Okay, so while it's off giving directions, you're going to go back.
Yep, and I'll keep it busy.
And try to keep...
22 on stealth to sneak back in.
Do you have a 30-foot move or 15-foot move on stealth?
15 at the moment.
Okay. Let's say you got to at least leave this room, so give me 3 rolls.
Okay.
Because once you're in the other room, it generally doesn't notice.
29 and 15.
Okay, the last one, I'll give a roll. See if it happens to notice you. With a 2, I don't care what its bonus is, it probably doesn't. So, Fafal, you get to the other door, peek back, it seems engrossed. Even though it's up high and could turn its head any second and see you, it seems engrossed in what it's doing. And you know, kind of edge that second door closed, and then you just a straight run to the, you know, down and into the room.
Yes.
The room is as you left it. Empty, lots of lockers, formidable locks.
Fair enough.
You're guessing you do not have a lot of time.
Right. Quickly, I will go around to the other door, open that, and go in.
Okay. You see a bare room, chairs around a table, a little pile of dust in one corner.
Do I see anything?
That's it. You have a perception check?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Not going to be great. 17.
The dust pile looks like it was parchment, so that's probably the map the Varth was talking about.
Okay. Well, I'll go over to that and shift through it really quickly.
Okay. Nope. All
right. Do I see anything?
Nope, just, you know. El Ruindo Mapo.
Fair enough. And I guess with that, let's talk about we aren't going to be able to get anything else this way. And then I will, you know, quickly move back to the door and then sneak back out.
Okay.
All right. And I'll have that thing kind of identify each room as we move through. That way I can get a makeshift map of sorts kind of in my head so I know what we're getting into.
And... lots of hallways, right? And then it finally talks about a room which it calls the... Senate of actually calls it the Senate. Traverse the Senate, take the door on the east wall. Traverse 20 paces through lounge. Traverse sub hallway, you know, traverse security room.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, sorry. The key is the door to, it believes it's the door to the Senate.
Okay.
And I'm just assuming once you sit there going, okay, well, how do I get out? It's like, it just, you know, takes you to what you saw. Because you remember the map, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay, big room kind of thing. This, anyway, it, you're pretty sure, not positive, but you're pretty sure its directions, if you ask the exit, is taking you towards the edge where that hallway that kind of went off the map. So,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, so there's something else on the map that could be an exit.
Okay.
It's just a dead room, but it's not marked as anything. You know how you guys had teleport rooms and you've gone through a lot of phase doors and things? There's a hallway and a dead room that is not marked as anything. It's kind of suspicious where it's geographically located.
Okay, well, we want to check it out along the way, but I think we've exhausted our avenues here unless somebody wants to start breaking open lockers.
Mm-hmm. And so, with no keys except one and no items, do you care to make any other kind of withdrawal? Or are you going to run off and test the key and come back later?
Well, let's take the key, test it, and if it works, we can unlock that door, then come back and grab something.
Okay. And we'll see you all next time on Dice Before Dishonor. Say goodnight, Fafal.
Good night, Fafal.